Oh, he's so romantic and mysterious and edgy and ooh, he's so hot. Let's give him a six-pack abs. Even though he chugs beer every day, all day, we'll give him a six-pack. We'll make him 1,000 years old, and we'll give him wife issues, and all of a sudden he's like the ultimate, like every girl be wet looking, reading about this dude. It's like, what is going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're going to have a very important discussion about romantic novels and how they are ruining relationships. Now, there has been plenty of discussion done by in mainstream media, done by on social media, by people all the time, oftentimes by, fathers, uncles, grandpas, all these people to men about the dangers of porn, and looking at lewd images, and those that's talked about at length all the time about the dangers, how it does this and that to women and that whatever. But you know what's not discussed that I think is a disgrace? Romance novels, because romance novel industry is huge. As a guy who has his own book, Biblical Bachelor, I self-published because publishers don't want to publish things that are off the beaten path. I have a friend of mine who I respect a lot, and he tells me all the time about how, oh, no one wants to publish him, and he's talked to like 100 people, if not more. They won't publish him. Not because he's bad. I've read his work. His work is fantastic. I would name him, but I don't know if he wants me to put his name out in the streets. What I will say is this: the romance novel industry is destroying relationships, and I'll explain to you why. Romance to women is like porn to men. Romance gives this idea of to women that men are to cater to them, that we're supposed to make them a priority, and we're supposed to make them feel these butterflies, and they'll cite not real life examples so much as they'll cite books, movies, TV shows, theater plays. They'll cite these fantasy, unreal examples of what, oh, this is what romantic, chivalrous men do. Or they'll bring up examples of chivalry in men, about how chivalry is going the way of the dinosaurs and they need to bring it back. Here's what they're not talking about when it comes to chivalry. What about the duels that men used to have when they felt disrespected? Do I want to bring that one up? How, whether it was the men with muskets during, 1900s and 1800s, or whether it was back in the day when, in the days of medieval Europe, when men had swords and bows and arrows and crossbows and all and spears and all knives and. Where's that conversation at? Well, I don't see anybody having that conversation. But yet, whether it's vampires, werewolves, superheroes, like there's this idea of men, and we're supposed to be so romantic, and we're supposed to be catering to her needs as if she's our entire world. But simultaneously, we gotta have power, we gotta have wealth, we gotta be good looking, we gotta have all these things that all require exorbitant amount of time, sacrifice, effort. But we're supposed to just have all these things. Not only supposed to have them, we're supposed to work to get her and romance her and be so, oh, he's so wonderful. And then they compare Mr. Fantasy Giga Chad to this average dude who is trying to build himself. He's hitting the gym. He's going to get a better job. Maybe he's getting an extra degree. Whatever it is he's doing. Maybe he has a blue collar trades job and he's working his way up and building his clientele. He could be doing any of these things. But he's not Mr. Giga Chad with a sword. He's not Mr. Giga Chad who wants to cater to her, who's romantic. But here's what they also don't tell you. People love to cite Romeo and Juliet, right? Oh, it's tragic, but it's so romantic. You know that happened in like the span of like a couple days to a week tops. And two, by today's standards, they were teenagers and kids. And they ended with them deleting themselves. What part of that is romance? Are those sites stuff like Twilight? The dude's like 1,000 years old. The same women who swoon over these fantasy men who are like 1,000 years old, who look like they're 17, they have no problem with the dude looking who's actually 1,000, dating a girl who's like 16 when he's 17, but he's actually 1,000. But they'll then say, oh, an 18-year-old girl who's dating a 40-year-old man? Oh no, that's predatory. That's disgusting. The same women will be like, oh, he's a vampire and he's 17, but he's actually was born like 1,000 years ago? This what? That's romantic. Y'all know I'm not lying either. Oh man. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's the same thing with like the sex toys industry, but we won't get into that right now. That's a topic for another day. But when we talk about romance, most men are actually romantics. Here's the part that they don't have. They don't have the money. They don't have the looks. They don't have the power. They don't have the charisma. They are lacking in everything else. Because there are women right now who are addicted to romance. They're addicted to love. Getting this love that only lasts a month, 2 months, 3 months, and then it goes away, and then they're back on the street finding a new guy to love them. Men want to talk about body count as if body count's the end-all be-all. How about you ask a woman, when was the last time she fell in love with a guy? How many times has she actually loved a guy? That'll give you a real example of how broken she is on the inside and how likely she is to divorce you if you're dumb enough to commit to her. See, these are the tough conversations. A lot of women, without you even realizing it, not only are they comparing you to the guys on social media who are real, who are also kind of faking their life, but we'll ignore that, and comparing you to like these fantasy giga chads who are also romantic. That's the equivalent of dudes comparing women to the prawn stars they see in the videos. But of course, one gets called out and the other gets cast aside as if it's not important. Oh, it's very important! Because it's ruining relationships. It's presenting a false view of men. There are so few men who could fit that priority, if any at all. But the women will look for that man for 20 years till they're 40, 30, and they'll say, oh, well, I'm running out of time, so like a quarterback at the end of the game who's down by 6, I'm gonna throw a Hail Mary buzzer beater shot to make it and hope for a touchdown catch. At which point, even if I win the game and I get married, I'm not attracted to that guy. I don't really love that guy because he's not some miracle hero giga chad like they find in the books. Or even they'll get married, even if they'll be happy in a relationship, so-called, and then they'll read a book about this giga chad 17-year-old vampire who's actually 1,000, and then they'll be like, oh my gosh, he's so attractive, he's so dangerous, he's edgy, he's hot. And then they'll look over at their husband and they'll be like, well, he's boring. Or they'll look over at their boyfriend and be like, why isn't he like that? I'm not making this up. I wish I was, but this is an unfortunate fact of reality that people don't want to talk about. How romance novels present this fake view of men, the standard that almost no, if any man could ever reach, and they're supposed to go in the pursuit of that. And if I don't do that, then they have to lower their standards as if they're doing you the favor. Meanwhile, you're the one who's busted your behind, risked, won, lost, done all these things, but yet she's settling for you because you're not Mr. Giga Chad, 30-year-old king with a kingdom and all this crap. I mean, gentlemen, this is a real thing in the street. This is a real factor in relationships that people won't tell you because it's not polite to tell you the truth. But the truth hurts. The truth, like good medicine, tastes lousy, but it's extremely effective. Getting rid of the infection. In this case, the infection is this fantasy, this lie, that you've been told as men. And we need to cut this crud. We need to cut this crud out. And we need to start shooting straight, pause, and having a real conversation about why in the world more people don't call this out. Romance novel industry is huge. You don't believe me? Go to Barnes & Noble. Go to your local independent bookstore. Look at how many romance novels there are. And a lot of them are these men who, okay, in real life, they call you a creep. But you'd be shocked. I went to Barnes & Noble recently with my sister. I looked through all these sections. There's a story of a romance novel. I am not joking. There, I forget the name of the book, and even if I did know it, I wouldn't give it the clout. I walk down the romance novel section. I see stories about dudes who are beating their wives, stories about dudes who are stalking chicks, stories about dudes who have alcohol problems, and they're like damaged war veterans, and like all these dudes who are called evil, toxic, disgusting, creeps, all this stuff. All they gotta do is find Giga Chad, give him one flaw like that, and then automatically, oh my gosh, oh, he's so romantic and mysterious and edgy, and ooh, he's so hot. Let's give him a six-pack abs. Even though he chugs beer every day, all day, we'll give him a six-pack, we'll make him 1,000 years old, and we'll give him wife issues, and all of a sudden he's like the ultimate, like, every girl will be wet looking, reading about this dude. It's like, what is going on here? Like, guys, I'm sorry. This killed me on the inside. Because people want to blame Prawn, and I get it. That's cool. It does damage men. This is true. But we don't want to talk about romance novels and how they present this idea of men being Mr. 1% of 1% man who has all these flaws, but all these flaws are sexy because the guy who has them is Giga Chad. But then we look at the guy who's not Giga Chad, who has these qualities, or this guy, and he's a menace to society. He's suddenly not romantic anymore because the idea is what they like. They don't like the idea of you actually being there. They like the idea of potentially having you. See, women like everything around intimacy. They don't actually like intimacy, with very rare exception. Unless you can really go with some, you know, it takes a special, unless your game just be crazy, women, or your size, or whatever, pause, you are not gonna have that reaction. Women are gonna like everything around the act itself. They are not going to just jump into bed with you. It doesn't happen. Sometimes it does, but most of the time, not gonna happen. Gentlemen, we need to call this out because this is a disgrace. Oh, and you best believe women are gonna defend it. They're gonna turn it on you as if you're the problem for pointing it out. They're very clever and very manipulative like that. You gotta stop. You gotta not let that crap fly. You gotta stop playing their games. Make them answer the question. Make them atone for this behavior when it comes to asking them why that's okay, but dudes who watch Prawn, they're not okay. Have them explain that. I would love to hear that. But my friends, I'm curious what you had to say about this. I can't be the only one who's fired up about this, because this is a serious issue that's underground. People don't either know and they don't want to talk about it, or they have no idea, and then when they hear me talk about it, they're like, that's kind of crazy. So let me know what you think. Maybe you have experience with this. But my friends, you take care of yourselves. Ask these hard questions, because they're very important to your growth as a man. Anyways, my friends, you take care of yourselves. I'll see you next time. Peace out.